Assalamu alaikum, my name is Hamza Sadiq. I've been Muslim now about 2 years. I used to be called Andrew Calladine, or Bean as everybody knows me back home. I was born in Scotland and brought up in a Christian background. My family wasn't really that practicing. But we used to learn about Jesus being the Son of God at school, and even at that stage, I realised that that didn't make much sense to me, that Jesus was somehow the Son of God rather than a prophet like all the other prophets. So anyway, I just I just lived with it. I kind of believed it, but it just didn't make overly much sense to me. And I, as I got older, I realised, you know, maybe I should have a look at these things. So I decided one day that I was going to read the Bible. Not like everybody else reads the Bible, you know. I decided I was going to read it cover to cover. And that was basically the time when the last of my faith in Christianity left me. When I started to read things that contradicted, you know, one section says God slept, one says God never sleeps, or not even the factual inaccuracies or anything like that, you know, the world being flat or anything like that. The things such as Jesus died for my sins, and I thought, it's not very fair. It's a bit like me stealing a car and then saying, oh, wait a minute, it's that guy, you know, I did it, but that guy should go to jail for me. You know, it doesn't really make much sense to me. So when I thought, at that point, that was the only concept of God that I understood, that I even knew existed. You know, I was in a small town where there were no Muslims. Everybody was white Christian, literally everybody. And I realised that that concept of God that I understood didn't make any sense, but I knew in my heart, I knew that if God existed, he was perfect, and if he had a book of guidance, that guidance would be perfect too. And when it wasn't, that was the end of my faith in Christianity. I became atheist. From that point, I would tell everybody 100% there is no God, 100%, and I was really, really quite disrespectful to it, and I wouldn't be afraid to tell people that what they thought was stupid. So I spent many, many years in that state. I became communist because I didn't realise I was looking for something, but I realised that people, that, you know, society was pretty brutal. You know, the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor. And I was looking for an answer to that. And I was thinking, well, what we've got at the moment is pretty terrible. Communism makes a bit more sense to me because, you know, it looks after the poor and things like this. I didn't know at that stage that Islam answered all these questions. So I thought, well, this isn't perfect, but it's the next best thing. You know, it's better than what we got. So I remained like that until about nearly 3 years ago. And I was reading a lot of politics at that time. So I read Malcolm X's biography. And, you know, many of you know who Malcolm X is. In the last year of his life, he went on Hajj as a Muslim, and he saw the white people and black and brown and every race, men and women, everybody on the planet all together doing the same thing, worshipping the same God, and he practically changed overnight. He wrote a letter to the media saying that black people were not superior, like he had said, and that people, you know, Islam was the answer to the racism problem in the world, and changed his opinions overnight. You know, like, everybody was in shock. This man had been changed by a book practically overnight. And my first thoughts were, well, one was the letter, how beautiful the letter was. And some of the words in the letter about, you know, a white is not better than a black is not better than a white, except through piety and good deeds. And I didn't know at the time, but they were the words of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So I decided this is a book I've got to read, you know. I still thought 100% there's no God, but, you know, I want to understand what the Muslims think, so I'll give it a shot, have a read of it. And I went to a charity, they provided me with a Quran, and, you know, about my 30th birthday, I started reading it. And the first day that I read it, I knew it was the truth. It was when I look back at what the Bible was like, and then not all of the problems I had with the Bible were cleared up in the Quran. You know, the clarification of all the stuff that there was there, you know, there was no mistakes, there was no God being like a man, or every man's accountable for their own actions, you know. It made sense. So after I'd read that, I thought, you know, if this is a book from God, this has to be perfect. So I spent the next 9 months rereading and rereading and rereading. I must have read it like 10 times. And I went on websites and lectures, all trying to find one fault. And in them 9 months, I didn't find one fault. And at the end of them 9 months, I'd had a few issues when I told people that I wanted to start fasting for Ramadan. And my wife told me, you know, you got to choose between me and Islam. So I kept on practicing in secret until one day I met a Muslim friend that I knew, and he knew that I had been praying. But I was praying, but I wasn't saying the Shahada, I wasn't confirming my Islam. I was still trying to pretend I wasn't a Muslim. And then he just said to me, the only words he said to me was, "Are you still praying?" And at that second I knew I should be praying. So I went straight home and I prayed. And I said the Shahada in my own bedroom. And that was the day that I became Muslim, basically. When I first told my family, I initially just told a few members of my family. And there was a very, very positive response. They were like a bit unsure because they, you know, they only know what the news says about Islam. But they didn't know Islam, they knew me. And they trusted me with that. They were in shock because previous to that I'd been not afraid to tell people that they were wrong if they believed in God. In fact, I told them they were idiots. So I had a very positive experience from my parents and my brother and my grandparents, etc. It has been mainly positive, but there have been a few friends who have attacked me about it, not physically, verbally attacked me, but it's fear of the unknown. And that's what we've got to try and get over, is by telling people and not keeping it our little secret, you know. About 6 months after I became Muslim, I started doing dawah. I'd had dreams before that of speaking to random strangers about Islam. And me and a group of friends, we started a dawah organisation up in Edinburgh. And, you know, I learned a lot in that short amount of time. And I started to make dawah a part of my everyday life. I give dawah to the gas man, the bus driver, you know, friends, family, anybody who would listen. Because I wanted to share that message that I've been given, you know, the greatest gift you could be given, I wanted to share it. So after that, I got married and I moved down to Nottingham, where my wife's family are from, and resumed my dawah by joining Nottingham Islam. It was a good way. Nottingham Islam helped me a lot in terms of integrating into the community down here. You know, I got to know a lot of people, and they helped me with that process. And the main thing for me was that they were helping me to fulfill my obligation to give dawah, the obligation that all of us have to spread the message, the same message that all the prophets have spread. There's no more prophets coming, so this is what we have to do, you know? And now, I just try and make it every part of my life and do dawah to everybody that I can, because I think about the fact that I made it to 30 years old and not one single person came to me and told me about Islam. I seen many, many Muslims, not one of them mentioned Islam to me. And now I think there's so many more people like me out there that need that message. So, for example, my family, we've got 1.5 billion Muslims. If every Muslim gave a little bit of dawah in their life and say they lived to 60 years old, you're going to get a few people in their lifetime at least to become Muslim. And can you imagine the change in the world that would cause? So I think the most important thing for me now is to try and help spread that. Okay, one of the main things I want to say is I want every single person who's watching this video to do something in some way to speak to someone that they know about Islam, even if it's just mentioning that you went to pray Jummah. Because people will ask, what's Jummah? You know, everything we can do to get them questioning us about Islam. And if everybody does that, then sooner or later, people like my parents are going to learn what Islam is. And people like all the reverts I know, the thing that worries them the most is the fact that their family might not become Muslim. They might die outside the fold of Islam. And you could be the one that saves my parents from the hellfire. So I know it's a lot of pressure to put on you, but in my eyes, that's the most important thing you guys can do. So if you want to help out, if you contact Nottingham Islam, we're on Facebook, probably where you watch this video, and see what help you can provide us, because even you can just take the form of writing a letter to someone to say, to introduce Islam to them, or giving leaflets out, even if you don't speak to people, everybody can do something.